Grim, dark film that takes a bit to get into and is longer and slower paced than it should be, and clunky story-wise, especially at the end, but is nonetheless fairly absorbing thanks to an interesting, somewhat unpredictable story, lots of flashy visuals, and pretty solid acting throughout, especially from Richard Jenkins. I didn't know much about the film going in beyond it having something to do with a carnival, and, this being Guillermo del Toro, I was expecting monsters and fantasy and all sorts of wacky magical elements, which it did not have much of. It's fairly grounded in as much as a del Toro film could be, a visually and emotionally heightened reality with no supernatural elements, only the sheen of the supernatural, which is fine, just not what I was expecting. I've never been a big fan of del Toro, and find him to be almost as overrated a filmmaker as Jordan Peele, barf. He's great visually, but everything else he does filmmaking-wise is mediocre at best. He's a special and practical effects master who's been given a chance to direct, and, for whatever reason, despite his relative mediocrity as a filmmaker, continues to get work, praise, and the occasional Oscar for his efforts. I personally don't get it, but whatever. This, though, is the best film of his I've seen so far. It's not perfect by any means, and it really could have used a 30-minute trim and better writing, especially in the second half, but the stuff that works, works well, and the whole bit in the second half with Cate Blanchett and Richard Jenkins, though not as sinister as it could have been, was fun to watch, even if the final twists and betrayals didn't make much sense. This is also Bradley Cooper's best performance. He's always been a fairly mediocre actor who, like del Toro, is inexplicably praised for fairly routine work. Who'd have thought bringing these two tepid creatives together would yield something that actually wasn't half bad? He's very good here, charming and charismatic, with a touch of violence right below the surface. Though I really could have gone without seeing his penis. Blah. Talk about an unnecessarily gratuitous scene. And some screechy hysterical feminists complain about female nudity in films being unnecessary. I've never seen a shot of nudity less necessary in a film than that of Cooper's here. What was its purpose exactly, and who was it meant to appeal to? Gays? Horny old women well past their prime longing for some A-list celebrity penis? Cooper's vanity? I mean, damn. But whatever, other than that, he's good. As is everyone else, though Richard Jenkins is a particular highlight as the troubled rich guy with a dark secret I didn't quite understand but was nonetheless compelled by. His development, along with Cate Blanchett's, was the real problem with the film. Though well acted, their various motivations were confusing at best, downright nonsensical at worst, especially Blanchett and her. Spoilers. Turn at the end. Why did she want to destroy Cooper exactly, especially after risking her career and life helping him repeatedly through the second half of the film? Something about revenge for, what, embarrassing her in front of an audience when she failed to out him as a fraud? And what was the deal with Jenkins' character? He forced the woman he loved to miscarry, and then killed her? Or the miscarriage killed her? How did he get her to miscarry? And what was the deal with his confession that he liked to hurt women? So he was a serial killer? Huh? There was also the bit about Cooper and his drinking. So he hated alcohol initially, because I guess he felt bad about having accidentally killed Pete with a tainted bottle earlier in the film, I think, but then he suddenly starts drinking right before having sex with Blanchett for the first time for some reason and becomes a rabid alcoholic so he could later be more easily persuaded into geeking? That's convenient. And spoilers. One can drink alcohol and not become an alcoholic, you know. Overall, I did enjoy the film, flaws and all, and there are many flaws here. The plot doesn't always make sense, and sometimes moves at a snail's pace, or has characters do things because the story needs them to rather than because of any logical consistency in their behavior, but it's fine for the most part. There's enough good here to recommend the film, and it's, again, certainly del Toro's best, at least that I've seen of his so far, and I've seen most of the stuff he's made in the last 15 years or so. It's certainly better than Shape of Water, which won him the Best Picture Oscar for whatever stupid reason, probably due more to pandering and sending yet another socially progressive, leftist-approved message to the dirty unwashed masses than any actual merit the film deserved as a piece of excellence in filmmaking, but that's the way Hollywood is now, where garbage is praised and rewarded so long as it checks all the right boxes, promotes all the right things, and pleases all the right people, the vast majority of whom have values and beliefs so far removed from the average person. They might as well be from an entirely different planet. Fortunately, this film has none of that crap as far as I could tell, and it's just a better film structurally. It's also more entertaining and is less predictable, and, frankly, I dug the slick, 1930s Art Deco style. Not a perfect film by any means, but enjoyable in its own twisted, evil way. Go watch it.